Are we ready now to actually sit and take a couple moments to learn our first practice? This means that you're going to have to be willing mentally to take the next 10 or 15 minutes to just unplug. You don't need to bake chocolate chip cookies. You don't need to pick up your kids from school. You don't need to vacuum. Don't need to finish a project for work. You're going to take this time just to focus in on what we're going to focus in on is going to be our breathing, on our natural breath. So think about what you might need to do to minimize distractions to yourself. And I'll help you learn how to deal with the distractions that come from your head. But pick an environment that's as quiet as possible. Whether you're in the country and it's snowing, as it happens to be here today, or whether it's summertime and you're in the city and there's traffic sounds outside, whether you hear family members, all of that is fine. Just pick a place where you can go and sit and be comfortable. So I've given you a couple minutes now to prepare. Go ahead and find a place where you can sit. And you want to sit up tall. It's okay to sit as I'm doing, sit on the floor with a cushion. Or you might want to sit in a chair. If you have injuries or any kind of limitation that keeps you from sitting, then you're welcome to lie down, but you can't go to sleep. So find something that's going to be comfortable for you for the next 10 or 15 minutes. If you're dealing with any kind of pain, we'll sort of acknowledge that a little bit and see if there's anything you can do to minimize that or make yourself more comfortable. Okay, are you ready to go? Okay, you actually can close your eyes if you like, and go ahead and sit. And fold your legs in, or if you're sitting in a chair, make your feet flat on the floor in front of you, with your hands perhaps resting in your lap or on your knees. And just take a minute to just settle in. Imagine you're just melting right into this place. And tell yourself mentally that you're perfectly fine to be here right now. You've given yourself permission to be present. There's nowhere else you need to be, nothing else you need to be doing. This is the most important thing for you right here, right now, for your balance, your well-being, your physical health, and your mental health. Now, as your eyes are closed, see if there's anything taking your attention that might be a little distracting. Maybe your knee or your back. And take a moment to see if you can work out any discomfort in your body. If you have an itch, go ahead and itch it and get it over with. Take a nice deep breath and just relax into this moment. Now imagine that you have a radar beam that's sort of emanating from the center of your body, and it's scanning 360 degrees around and picking up any sounds that you might hear. Kind of scan the external environment, see what you hear. You hear rain or wind or birds or traffic or family members. And get comfortable with that. Just be okay with whatever you're hearing. They aren't good sounds. They aren't bad sounds. They're just sounds. And you know they're going to be there, and that's okay. So that you have a sense of where you are. And now turn that radar beam in so you're scanning your internal environment. And see if you can have an exploration of your inner life. What's going on? How's your digestion? Did you just have lunch or breakfast? Is everything working smoothly there? What about elimination? How's the lower intestinal tract moving? Can you have a sense of that? What about circulation? and you have awareness of blood moving through the body, into your hands, back, and legs, and feet. And now bring your awareness to respiration, to your breathing. All this time we've been breathing, and now we're going to see if we can watch the breath. Can you actually look at your breath? Keep your eyes closed. And see if you can simply observe natural breath. You don't want to change it. You don't want to make it longer or shorter. You're just going to observe it. Now, you may find that it's impossible, and you're right, to observe your breath and not change it. If we look at anything, the minute you look at anything, it changes. But change it as little as possible and see what's happening with natural breath. Where are you feeling it in your body? You're feeling it low down in the belly or up high in your chest? Take a moment to answer this question to yourself. And the place where you feel it, where you notice the breath, does it seem like it's deep or is it shallow? And is your breath fast? Or is it slow? And what about cool or warm? And what about dry or humid? Actually, pick one. Maybe it's somewhere in between. But just pick an answer for yourself. And now that you've made friends with your natural breath, we're going to focus on the exhalation. And we're just going to see if we can make the exhalation a little bit longer than the inhalation. So you're going to just put the tiniest bit of control onto the breath. You're going to breathe in, watch the breath come in, and then as you exhale, just extend it the tiniest bit. And again, inhaling. And exhaling. What happens when you get distracted? What happens when a thought pops up? What happens when you start saying to yourself, I'm bored with this, I'm tired with this. How long are we going to be doing this? That's the minute you notice that, give yourself a big hooray, because now you've noticed that you've been distracted. It's not just that you're distracted, you've actually noticed. You have awareness of the fact that you're thinking and not focusing on your breathing. This is training. This is yoga training. This is learning to pay attention to one thing. And that's the key. That's the secret to this whole practice. It's learning to focus your attention on one thing without distraction or interruption. But you may say, I'm getting distracted. I just had a thought. Everybody has thoughts. The minute you notice you're thinking, you have a thought, just be so happy that you noticed it and say to yourself, oh well, let it go, and bring yourself back to your breath again. Inhale and extend the exhalation. Thinking, again a thought pops up. Imagine if you were lying in a field and you were watching the clouds go by, and a cloud would catch your attention, you'd watch it go by and it would leave. And you'd be back to here. It's the same thing. Imagine the thoughts just pop up, float by. They take your attention for a little while. Then you go, oh, there I go, drifting off with my thought. But I don't want to drift off with my thought right now. I want to be right here. And again, you come back over and over and over again. No judgment, no self-talk that says, oh, I shouldn't be thinking. You will be thinking. Everybody's thinking. This takes practice. And if you do this, and the practice, the technique we're going to teach you following this one, if you do this every day for 10 or 15 minutes, you're going to get better at it. And as you get better at it, this will become a very powerful tool that you can take out into the world with you and use anywhere, in your car, in your office, with your kids, with your family, at work, at the beach, at home, wherever you are, to learn how to manage stress, be present, and reduce the negative effects of chronic stress on your health, both mental and physical. Inhale and exhale.